Macmillan Audio presents All the Fucking Mistakes by Gigi Engel. Narrated for you by Suhaila El Attar.
To my family, who has always supported and loved me, even when I decided to write about blowjobs for a living. And to my husband, who changed everything.
Introduction. Let's get nasty. Mommy, a little girl looked up at her mother, eyes burning with deep 6-year-old contemplation. Am I a nasty woman, Mommy? Am I nasty? What does nasty mean? She was probably 5 or 6, had a head full of dark hair, and was wearing a purple dress with mismatched socks. It was mid-election season, you know, before the world went to shit and a literal self-proclaimed sexual predator slithered into the White House like a slug. The BB must have seen it on CNN, NBC, or, please God no, Fox News, or something. Kids are chill as fuck these days. They watch the news. They know what's what. A 12-year-old I babysat once used the word lit and had his own Instagram. The word nasty had by mid-2016, unintentionally, or perhaps intentionally, infiltrated the mainstream. The kids wanted to know what the fuck was up. Side note, me too, kiddo, me too. The little girl's mother knelt down to face her, brushing a stray piece of hair from her forehead. They both wore mismatched socks, the definition of hashtag goals. I stopped scrolling through my own meme-tastic Instagram feed, suddenly anxious to hear the mother's response. Lady, what are you going to tell this girl child about nasty? I gots to know. The F train is coming. Her mother squeezed her hand and said, it means we're doing things better than the men. It means we're getting stuff done. The train arrived and the two were whisked away in a sea of bodies. I'd later see this exact scene immortalized in an internet meme. Well, not the same mother and daughter. That would be fucking wild. But a very similar cartoon mother and daughter in one of those 50s-looking meme ads. All good things become memes. I guess a lot of nasty women were explaining their nastiness to their young and impressionable children during the late summer of 2016. This all happened when there was still a lot of hope in the world. HRC was slaying, and women everywhere were starting to feel like the glass ceiling was inches away from being obliterated and the patriarchy wasn't the ginormous clusterfuck we all know it to be. As I stepped onto the train, service to social media lost. Thanks, tunnel system. I had to ask myself, what is a nasty woman? What is it really? Like, what are we even trying to convey here, y'all? We can't fully identify what it means to be a nasty woman in the modern world without knowing what it means. The definition of nasty is highly unpleasant or nauseating. It means gross, disgusting, or vile. You definitely don't want to put something nasty in your mouth. Unless you do, which in that case, do your thing, fucker. Nasty means bad. It means straight up shitty. Isn't it delightful that the word would be used to describe a powerful woman running for the highest office in the land? How quaint, right? How charming. Nasty has taken on a new meaning in our cultural lexicon. It is entirely feminized. It's a word used by men to describe women who aren't quietly abiding by the status quo. It's used to label any woman who dares to open her fucking mouth and have an opinion. It describes those women who are owning their power, their fierceness, and their sexuality. It's for women who give zero fucks about what you think and all the fucks about their own fucking. It's a negative word that is utilized by the patriarchy to bring down women who are making shit happen. And it won't work. Why? Because we own that word. We may have lost the election, but I hate to break it to you, white Twitter, we're still fucking here. I'm sure as hell a nasty bitch. You tend to get grouped with the nasty women when you write about blowjobs, vaginas, vulvas, and orgasms for a living. When you're a woman with an eggplant emoji as part of her Instagram bio, when you're a woman who speaks up about sex, shit gets real. What I do is considered tacky, gross, and tasteless. Society does not like that I write about the taboo. Society is not a fan of sexual openness. Society is fucking scared of a sexually open woman. And society is not just out and about in the churches, steeples, and streets. Society is online and in HD. You know what I'm talking about here, mama. Being a woman on the internet puts you on the shit list of every troll out in the ether. You know the drill. You tweet your opinion about, I don't know, doing laundry or the weather or your mom's new cat, Carl's Jr., and then some random dude with no avatar photo calls you a dirty feminazi whore. We're constantly subjected to harassment, threats, and emotional distress. The way the internet writes about women...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?